Oh my god. What do I do? How do I take this test? Like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. I'm afraid. I'm fearful. I failed before. I'm struggling. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna stop. I'm just gonna turn around. I'm just gonna go home right now because I can't do this. I just can't do this. That's what we're gonna talk about today. We're gonna talk about top three anxiety attacks that a lot of people experience when it comes to the NCLEX and what you can do to combat it, overcome it, so that way you are not a victim. All right, so let's talk about what these things are. And you know what? I feel like this is a topic that a lot of people can relate to, but don't really talk about, right? If you feel that way, just let me know in the comments and agree with me that this is something that a lot of people experience, but because of shame, embarrassment, because you're still trying to take the test, like, it's hard to know who you can turn to even discuss something like this, right? So let me go over this with you and we can really talk about this in some more detail, you know? And I've talked to a number of people actually who have shared with me all of these anxiety attacks that they experience when they take the NCLEX. I've talked to a lot of people, so don't think that you're alone or by yourself. It's more common than you actually realize. And if you feel like you really, you know, want to get a grapple on things, and you know, sometimes it's just not knowing the right information to position you to be successful. If you go below this video, you can get access to my free book, Top 10 NCLEX Mistakes, or the free book that I have below this video, so that way you can begin to get information on how to better take your test, all right? So let's go through what each of them are. The first one, number one, is having total fear, right? So let me kind of describe how it is, though, that other people have described it to me, is that, okay, you're on your way to the taking the test. And first and foremost, let me say that it's normal to be anxious about taking the exam. Everybody is. Everybody feels knots in their stomach. Everybody feels like they can't sleep the night before. Yeah, but it's all about the degree, though, how extreme it is. So with the first one, when it comes to fear, is that literally you're going to take the test. You're driving to the testing center, or somebody's taking you there. But then once you get to the testing center, or even as you're walking in, it's like this wave of fear comes over you. And the fear for some people is so intense that it paralyzes them. And they don't go into the testing center room. Now, I'm somebody, in addition to what I do, I'm also a minister as well. And if you are a believer, if you're a Christian, and you felt that paralyzing fear, but you felt like more like something was holding you down and keeping you from physically moving, then I would encourage you to actually seek deliverance, if anything, because that's something that you have to pray through more than it being something that's more mental, all right? So, but if it's like the fear is just so overwhelming and you just feel like an immense amount of fear and you don't want to move forward, but you like you physically you can move, then that's different. Then the fear is really something that's more a mental work that has to be worked through, and it could be just honestly from trauma and from past experiences. So that's the first one, is fear. Number two, the second one, is you go into panic attack, right? So a panic attack would look more like you're sweating, right? And this actually occurs, the panic attacks occurs more common when people are actually taking the test. So while they're taking the test, they begin to feel like their heart is racing. They're going into, like, they're sweating, having palpitations. And then sometimes for some people, they feel like they're struggling to even breathe. And so that is also a common type of anxiety attack that people experience while they're taking the test. And then the third one, number three, is that you begin to just honestly have uncontrollable doubt. I mean, uncontrollable doubt. And it's literally all of the thoughts that begin to race, all this chatter that begins to race through your mind while you're taking the test. Before you're taking it, while you're taking it, during taking it, and when you finish it at the testing center. And literally all these thoughts are what's causing you to second guess your choices, causing you to doubt yourself, causing you to feel paralyzed and afraid. And so I'm gonna talk really briefly about what to do for each of them. The first one, like I said earlier about the fear, if it's something that's more of a spiritual situation, seek prayer and deliverance, honestly. If not, if you're having fear, if you're having these panic attacks, or if you're having as well the uncontrollable doubt, there's more mental work that you have to go through, right? And this could be something as simple as finding a friend that you can confide and talk through and talk with, or literally seeing actually an actual therapist who can talk you through these things. Now, I know not everybody can afford to see a therapist, right? But instead, a couple of things you can do, as simple as you can get yourself a journal, right? So you can get a journal and you can write in your journal and you can literally begin to write out, I can pass this exam. There's nothing that I cannot do. I am capable, right? So you're literally like writing things out in your journal because you're practicing your mindset. And then also in your journal, whether it's a physical journal or whether it's on your phone, you can as well begin to identify, okay, what's triggering these thoughts? What's really triggering these emotions? Well, is it that, you know what, when you were younger, your family or your parents told you that you could never achieve anything? Is it really that your spouse is putting you down? Is it really that you feel like you're afraid of failure? Right, begin to analyze the source of your thoughts and write it out. And then begin to replace those negative beliefs, because that's what they really are, those negative beliefs with something that is true, with something that is positive, right? So instead of saying, okay, you know what, it's because I was always told I would never achieve anything. Then you rewrite that with, I've got this far. I was able to finish school. There's nothing I cannot do. I can do all things through Christ. Whatever you have to say over and over and over again, this is the mental work that you have to literally do, so that way you begin to change your thought pattern and change your belief system. I'm telling you, it's things that I did even in my own self to help me to work through issues that I was having. And this is how I was been able to build up my confidence level in different components of my life. So if you're having the panic attacks, you're having the doubts, even another thing you can do is that you can record yourself saying positive things about your test day. Right, you're gonna grab your phone, the recorder on your phone, and you're gonna begin to say in your phone, I am an RN or I am an LPN. I can do this, right? I am intelligent, and you're gonna listen to that every single day. So that way, when you're taking the exam, the thoughts that will replay in your mind are those thoughts. Are those positive affirmations? I'm a firm believer in affirmations, right? You're gonna say those thoughts over and over again until it begins to come into your soul and penetrate your thoughts like never before. And I'm really a firm believer that if you practice these things, and I would recommend you practice them maybe at least 3 weeks before your test day, you're gonna see a remarkable difference in your confidence. In addition to studying, right? In addition to doing practice questions, but this is the internal work, you know, especially if you took the exam so many times or it's been so many number of years. There has to be an internal work that as far as your person, you as a person, in order to help you to feel better about yourself and feel better about your ability to take this exam. Below the video, I'll link some resources. Like, we do have our own like affirmations, like it's affirmations where I'm talking and I'm just telling you, you can do this. I believe in you. Can check out that if you want more information, or if you even want to get this journal, it's available on our Shopify store. But if you feel like you really honestly, at the end of the day, you need the actual mentorship, you know, the mentorship, because I do, like I said, I am a minister too. So I do walk you through these things on top of helping you to actually take the tasks through the content, through studying, through strategies and more. So if you feel like you need more help, go ahead and click below this video and you can apply to be able to schedule a free NCLEX strategy consultation so we can possibly mentor you until you take this exam and pass this exam, regardless of what your situation may be or what it even may look like. I hope that you found this helpful, enlightening, and powerful. You know, I really hope that this encouraged you in wherever you are in your walk with taking this task. All right, so thank you so much for watching. Make sure you go ahead and hit the like, subscribe, follow me as well if you're not already. Share the video with somebody that would benefit from this teaching today, right? Because there's so many people that are dealing with anxiety. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you the next time. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're an aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or you're a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.